Hi, and welcome to the fourth yoga podcast with Blue Lotus Yoga and me, Jill Amerson. So today's practice is a short practice that's gonna take on the goddess qualities of sensitivity and surrender. It's all about opening the hip, so hip, hip, hooray. So getting ready to begin to take on those qualities, you may well need to grab a block or perhaps a folded blanket to assist you in the opening process, but there should be absolutely no force with hip openers. Let all these practices flow from a place that is organic and where you're using your breath to allow you to open rather than using force. So grab whatever you need. Get yourself comfortable on your mat in a comfortable seated position and enjoy this practice of opening. Namaste. Okay, so getting ready on your mat for this practice of hip opening. So I'd love us initially just to get settled and centered. We're just gonna just check in with where we are in this moment. So just beginning to get a feel for how our hips are doing right now. So making sure you're settled and even over both sitting bones. And making sure your legs are comfortable. You might wanna have a little folded blanket underneath your sitting bones so that your pelvis tilts forwards to take the weight out of the lower back so that you can lengthen up, lift the heart, spread the collarbones, and close your eyes and just focus on your breath. So just taking some easy breaths and tuning in to how your body is feeling. It might be the first opportunity you've had all day to get still and quiet, or it might be the beginning of your day. So just setting yourself up by doing this process of self-inquiry. So noticing any tight spots, any tender spots. Notice those spaces that feel open and lifted and buoyant already. Allow your breath to flow freely, gently, easily into its own natural rhythm. Just taking the last full round of breath, and as you breathe in, really feel as though you're breathing into every single cell of your body, feeling the whole body expanding and vibrating with aliveness. And as you exhale, just find that essence of learning to let go, letting the breath complete itself fully. Then from this sitting position, we're just going to swing the legs out ahead of us. And from there, you're going to guide your right heel in towards your groin. And so the outer edge of that shin and the baby toe side of that foot come to rest on the floor. And then you're going to flick your left leg back so that the knee bends and the back of your heel kind of lines up with the outside edge of your left hip. So the big toe of your left foot and the inner left knee are touching down on the floor. So we've got a little bit like a V shape between the legs, whereas, and we're doing a opposite rotation through the hips actually now. So we've got a external rotation with the right leg and we've got an internal rotation with the left leg. So just taking your hands onto your side waist, it's likely that your left sitting bone may well be slightly lifted from the floor, but that's okay. Keep that right one anchored though. As you next inhale, you're going to tilt your pelvis forwards. Use your hands to help you find those kind of bobbly bits, those iliac crests at the front of your pelvis, and tilt them forward so that they're moving towards the thigh bones. As you do that, you can lift the heart upwards. As you exhale, rock your hips back so that there's a little bit more space now as the pelvis rocks back behind you. And there's space between, there's iliac crest and your thigh bones. So this is the pulsation we're going to use. With an in-breath, the pelvis dips forwards, the heart lifts. And with an exhale, the pelvis rocks back, the navel draws back. Let's try three more breaths. Lifting as we inhale, and slightly rounding as the pelvis rocks back with the exhale. And inhaling, drawing tall, and exhaling, finding some space in the front of the hip flexor. Inhale, and exhale. Great, coming back to neutral, and we're going to flick around the legs to move into the opposite direction. So your right heel moves out to the outside edge of your right hip. Your left heel moves in towards your groin. Settle yourself down. The majority of your weight is going to be on your left hip this time, as we've got now got an internal rotation with the right thigh bone and an external rotation with the left thigh. So as you inhale, the pelvis dips forwards, the heart lifts. As you exhale, the pelvis rocks back, navel draws back. Lovely. Inhaling, lengthening both sideways equally. Exhale and soften. And three more breaths. Inhaling and exhaling. Inhaling and exhaling fully. Last one. And breathe it out. Good. We're going to swing that right leg around now. So the soles of the feet come together with the heels moving in to the groin. Again, you might want to sit on the folded edge of a blanket here as we take Baddha Konasana. So your knees are just like the wings of a butterfly. We're not bouncing and kind of jolting around in the hips, though. We can just take our hands behind us and just begin to allow yourself to tilt the pelvis just slightly forward so the sit bones are moving more towards the floor without gripping your buttocks. They're very tempting here. In order to get those knees down is to squeeze those muscles in your bum to try and get the knees on the floor. Try to avoid doing that. Just let this practice be a natural opening without any force or resistance. So if this feels too intense, you might consider putting some blocks underneath the kind of outer edges of the upper thighs just to support the knees. You can just begin to lengthen both side waists, and with the fingertips pressing down into the floor just slightly behind you. So not leaning back, but almost using your hands like a brace to hold you upright. Bit of scaffolding right behind you. So lifting the heart, continuing to spread the collarbones. And then let's take a little yogi toe lock. So we're just taking our middle fingers and index fingers and thumbs, hooking them around the big toes, still keeping that elevated spine, buoyant heart space. And then as you next exhale, I'd love for you to slightly flare your elbows and begin to fold forwards as far as serves you. So as you fold, if you want to, you can use your elbows on the insides of the shins and the thighs to encourage the outside edges of your legs to get closer to the floor. I'd love for you though to keep extending the spine. So rather than thinking about rounding the heart into the spine, keep the heart lifted and extending forwards. So leading with the heart space, not with your chin. So keep the chin slightly tucked in, the back of the neck lovely and long. And just take a couple of breaths here. So we're not aiming to get our forehead down to the floor at all. We're just extending the spine and finding a little bit more space into the hip sockets. Beautiful. As you inhale, gently begin to lift up and preparing to bring the knees together. So you can use your hands on the outside edges of your thighs and just scoop the knees back into the midline. Feel free to extend the legs, give them a little gentle roll from side to side, just to loosen out any tension that might be lingering. And then we're going to come over onto hands and knees. So taking extra padding underneath knees if you need it there, setting yourself up in all fours. So we position ourselves just like a table. So with the heels of the hands underneath the shoulders, fingers are spreading in those creases in your wrists parallel to the front edge of your mat. Walk your knees back so your knees are hips distance apart and sitting right underneath your hips. And you can tuck toes under for a little bit of extra support if you need it there. But we're just going to begin to take our weight more onto the left knee and left hand. And then as you inhale, you're going to bring the right knee away from the floor up to about hip height. It's like a peeing dog. So you're just kind of lifting up that knee to the outside. Good. And then let's begin to circle that knee like you're drawing a full circle with your kneecap. So a couple of circles in one direction, and then let's change the direction. Good. And lower that knee down. Shift your weight so you're leaning more onto that right knee now and right hand. And then begin to lift your left knee out to the side, just like a peeing dog. You can flex the ankle. Good. And then just drawing a circle with your kneecap. Couple of times one direction. Couple of times the opposite way. And then lowering that knee down to the floor. So bringing both knees in now so they're on the midline of the mat. So the hands stay shoulder width though. As you inhale, you're going to extend your right leg straight back behind you, flexing the foot so the toes point down towards the floor. And as you exhale, you're going to draw the nose and the knee towards each other so you're rounding the spine. Inhale, extend, spread the right toes, push through the ball and the heel. And exhale, round it in, spread the vertebrae. Inhaling, extending. And exhale, getting round. Listen carefully now. As you inhale, you're going to shoot that leg straight back behind you, keeping the heel just about hip height. As you exhale, you're going to revolve the toes towards the front of your mat and bring the leg around to your right, keeping the heel up at hip height if you can. Take an in-breath, lift that leg a little bit higher. And as you exhale, begin to lower the big toe side of that right foot towards the earth. Let it hover, don't touch down. Take an in-breath, lift it up, and exhale. Take that leg straight back behind you. Good. Take an in-breath, push through the ball and the heel. As you exhale, you're bringing the toes and the leg around towards the front of your mat. Inhale, lift the leg a little higher. Exhale. Lower slightly towards the earth. Inhale, lift the leg. Exhale, taking it back. One more time. Take an in-breath. Expand and extend through that heel and ball. Exhale, you're bringing the toes forwards towards the front of the mat. Inhale, leg lifts higher. Exhale, lower it towards the earth. Inhale, lift the leg. Exhale, take it back. And then lower the knee down to the floor. Let's just rock back for a moment with the buttocks towards the heels, just moving towards an extended child pose, just to release any tension from the gluteal muscles and the hip abductors on that left side and on the right side. So we're going to do exactly the same again, this time working into the left side. So bringing yourself back up to an all fours position. We're going to extend that left leg straight back behind us, spreading the toes, pushing through the heel. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, let's round it in, just like a cat, nose and knee move towards each other. Inhale and extend. Exhale, rounding it in. Inhale and extend. Exhale and rounding. Inhale, let's extend that leg out, and this time as you exhale, bring the left toes forwards, around to the left and forwards. Inhale, lift the leg up away from the floor. Exhale, lower it down. Inhale, lift the leg up. Exhale, take it back. Inhale, leg lengthens. Exhale, around to the front of the mat. Inhale, lift the leg higher. Exhale, lower the foot towards the floor. Inhale, lift the leg so the heel's up at hip height. And exhale, taking it back. One more time. Inhale and extend. Exhale, bring the toes around the front of your mat. Inhale, lift the heel up about hip height. Exhale, lower the heel towards the earth. Inhale, lift it on up. Exhale, take it back. Let's lower that knee down towards the earth and once again, extended child's pose. So feel free to circle through the wrists or do whatever else you need to do to release any tension in the wrist there. And then with the hands a little wider than shoulder width apart, we're going to tuck the toes under, lift the shins away from the floor, and begin to press ourselves back to downward facing dog. Feel free to pedal out through your heels a couple of times to mobilize the spine by making wave-like movements through your fluid spine. We'll give the head a little shake around. Whatever you need to do, just find some steadiness in downward dog now. And then stepping the feet on the midline of your mat. As you inhale, the right leg is going to lift up to the sky. Let's try to keep the center point of that right thigh parallel to the floor just for now. Get grounded, get steady. So spread those fingers out. Really work into that webbing between index and thumb to keep the arms lovely and strong, to keep the hands connected and grounded. Let's try not to rise onto the tippy toes of that left foot, but instead keep the left heel moving towards the back edge of your mat. Let's anchor those floating ribs, drawing the navel slightly up and back and elongating both sideways equally. Now as you next inhale, let's begin to take the outer edge of the right thigh and hip up towards the sky. So the leg is staying straight, you're just rotating. Now it's very tempting to begin to collapse in the arms. Try to keep those shoulders square towards the front edge of your mat. Let's squeeze in the right heel towards the right buttock. And then begin to rotate the leg even more so the knee begins to move up to the sky and you can drop that right heel over towards your left buttock now. Still breathing, still trying to stay strong and square in the shoulders. Take an in-breath. Let's extend that right leg back out and up and square the hips now so the thigh once again is parallel to the floor. Take an in-breath, keep those right toes spreading, and as you exhale, squeeze the right knee to the navel and place the foot between your hands. Anchor your back heel down onto the earth. So as you look down, you're looking for heel arch alignment, roughly, you know, a good 4 feet or so between your heels if you can. Let's reach the left hand forwards to the front edge of the mat. And as you inhale, that hand is going to go up to the sky, drawing a rainbow over you and bringing yourself up into Virabhadrasana 2. So initially, when you find Vira 2, just give yourself a moment to focus, settle, get balanced. Making sure that the back left toes are continuing to spread. Really root down there and power up that back leg. You're just going to lift the right toes and the ball of the foot slightly away from the floor and press into the heel. Can you drop those hips down another couple of inches and then place the ball and the toes back onto the floor, still keeping that spreading and opening into the hips. Just take a little sneaky look down and make sure that that right knee is rolling over more towards the right baby toe rather than dropping in towards the big toe. Well done. So as you inhale, you're going to straighten that right leg now. So both legs are straight. Drop your left hand down onto your left thigh. Turn your right palm up to the sky, and as you inhale, you're going to shoot that right arm straight up to the sky. As you exhale, you're going to lean back. So sliding that left hand down towards the left knee, even towards that left ankle. You can look down towards the left baby toe and lean back a little bit more, trying to keep that right shoulder moving back rather than forwards. Then as you exhale, Bend the right knee again, back towards 45 degrees, so that the knee moves over the ankle, just as you did in Vira 2, just leaning back there. Lovely. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, you're coming into Parsvakonasana. So bringing your right elbow to right thigh, or dropping the right hand on the inside of the right foot and sweeping the left arm alongside the ear. So shrug that shoulder down, draw the armpit down though, so that you don't end up with the shoulder sitting right into your ear. That top palm is facing down, and we've got a lovely long line now from left fingertips all the way down to the outside edge of left foot. So taking one more full breath, begin to power up that back leg and begin to push your pelvis slightly forwards. Again, checking in that that right knee is rolling open and not in. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, you're going to bring that top hand down, revolve the torso around so you're into a lunging position over that right thigh. And then you're going to step the right foot back to down dog. And we're going to do exactly that standing flow onto the second side. So feet together on the midline of the mat. As you inhale, left leg lifts to the sky. Keep that leg nice and straight. Really working the leg by extending and pushing through both the ball and the heel and keeping those toes lovely and open. So remembering for now, we've got nice square hips. So you may need to lift up through the outer edge of your right hip and drop down through the outer edge of your left hip just a little bit to keep them square. Then as you next inhale, you're going to slightly rotate that left leg. So it's like you're lifting the outside edge of the left thigh and the hip up towards the sky. Keep the leg straight there. Take an in-breath. As you exhale, squeeze left heel towards left buttock. Keep those shoulders square. Keep the face relaxed, no gritted teeth, nice big soft smiles. And then you can begin, if you want to go a bit deeper, is to just begin to drop that left heel towards the right buttock. So really opening the front of the hip. As you inhale, we're going to extend that left leg, shoot it back out straight again, squaring the hips. And as you exhale, squeeze knee to navel and place the foot soundlessly, seamlessly between the hands. Let's swivel down that right foot now so the back heel is anchored, spread out into that right baby toe. Reach forwards with the right hand, and as you inhale, it's going to lift you all the way up. You draw an arc over the body to lift you up into warrior two, proud warrior. Take a moment to stop and focus. Get your balance, get your stability through your foundation initially. So keep those feet spreading. And then we can begin to find a little bit more space. So just as we did on the first side, you're just going to lift up the ball and the toes of the left foot, sink the hips down a little, and then bring the ball and the toes back onto the floor. Check in with that front knee. Make sure it's moving towards the baby toe. And then begin to feel as though your shoulders are stacked over your hips. You're revolving the right side of your chest slightly back a little bit so that the chest is facing the long edge of your mat and not revolving to the front edge. So let's straighten the right leg now as we inhale. Drop the back hand onto your back thigh. Turn the left palm up to the sky. As you inhale, you're going to reach it straight up. And as you exhale, you're sliding that back hand down towards your right ankle and leaning back. Just like a swaying palm, a swaying bendy tree, leaning back. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, without losing that beautiful arc of the spine, just begin to move into the lunge again. So bending that front knee so that the knee is over the ankle. Look down towards those right toes to keep your steadiness. So there's no strain in the neck either. As you next inhale, you're going to rise up, keep the lunge, but bring your left elbow to the center of your left thigh and sweep the right arm alongside the ear. Or left hand touches down on the inside of the left ankle and you're sweeping the top arm alongside the ear, moving into Parsvakonasana. So what you might want to do here is just power up that back leg a little bit. So really strengthen it up, firm up the quad by lifting the kneecap a little. And then begin to push your groins and your tailbone back behind you. Then as you inhale, you're going to tuck your tail in a little and begin to lean back, pushing the pelvis forwards. So rolling that top shoulder back, drawing the top shoulder down into the back. Take another in-breath. And as you exhale, revolve the torso around, coming into a lunge over that left leg. And then stepping it back into downward facing dog. So from here, in dog, we're going to begin to move into Raja Kapotasana, pigeon pose. So from downward dog, you're going to begin to bring your right knee towards your right wrist and your right toes towards your left wrist. And then begin to ease the hips down towards the floor. Walk the hands back so the hands are kind of either side of that front knee. And you're just for a moment, you're just going to tuck under those left toes. Lift the left leg a little bit. Really give the front of that left thigh a good old stretch around the hip flexor. And then you can lower the knee down to the floor and point the toes back behind you. Click all 10 dirt toes down. Really tempting here to kind of sickle the foot out. So letting the ankle bend out and the toes go in. Try to keep that leg just as straight as you can. And the toes spreading. You want to be feeling now as though you're trying to draw that back knee, the left knee, towards the front edge of your mat. So really root it down. And then you want to feel as though the underside of your right shin, so the side that's closest to the earth, is also stuck in something really sticky, something like tar or some kind of resin, and you're trying to draw that shin towards the body as you're rolling the outside edge of your left hip down towards the floor. So lift the heart up, relax the shoulders down, and breathe. So just working into the hip flexors, opening the hip rotators. You might want to use a prop underneath the outside edge of your right hip to help you stabilize the pelvis. So we're looking to be evenly balanced on both sides. So hence that drawing action of the right thigh going towards and into the body and the left hip rolling down. Just to keep the hips and the back of the pelvis balanced. So if you feel like you're leaning all the way onto your right side, just wedge something under that hip. Take an in-breath, lift the heart up. And as you exhale, you're just going to flare your elbows slightly and bow to the earth. Taking an in-breath, lifting up. Exhale and bow. Inhale, lifting up. Exhale and bow. Inhale, coming on up. You might want to remove that extra padding from under your right hip now so that you can rock slightly towards the outside edge of the right hip, and you're going to swing that back leg all the way around. Ow, bring it all the way around, that's right. So that you're sitting on both sit bones and the legs are set up for a half spinal twist. So your right heel is on the outside edge of your left thigh and your left foot and shin are now crossing your right knee and the sole of the left foot is on the floor. If that's too intense for knees, just extend that right leg straight out ahead of you. Going to take the right fingertip, sorry, the left fingertips even, behind the left hip. You're going to reach the right hand straight up to the sky. Take an in-breath. Try not to lean back on the hand, but use that hand to help you gain some lift and elevation in the spine. As you exhale, you revolve the navel, then the heart, towards your right side. Keep the chin over the chest for the moment, and you can hook your elbow to the outside edge of the left knee. Fingers can reach down towards your left ankle, or the palm can float up like a little how sign, an Indian how. Making sure that your left hip is rolling forwards, your right hip's rolling back. So this twist is just happening from the waist and not from your hips here. And then eventually, if it's appropriate for you, you can begin to revolve your gaze towards your left shoulder. Taking another in-breath, lengthening up. And as you exhale, you're going to gently revolve out of the twist and take a little counter twist going towards your right. Take an in-breath, come back to center, and you're going to draw that left heel around a little bit more if you can. So it's as though you're stacking your left knee on top of your right. The soles of your feet are pushing back behind you. You might want to take your hands and press them on the arches of the feet. Lift your sitting bones up and then lower back down again so that you're even over both of those sitting bones. And we're just setting up here for Gomukhasana legs. So take an in-breath and lift the heart. And as you exhale, you can begin to fold forwards. Allow your neck to be soft. Allow your face to be soft. Taking an in-breath. Rolling back up, begin to come out of this shape by taking your left leg back around, bringing the hands down onto the floor and coming back into downward facing dog. Take a moment to get there and we're going to repeat those sitting poses on this second side. So feet together on the midline of your mat, take an in-breath, squeeze the left knee towards the navel. And then you're going to carry on going, so bringing the left knee towards left wrist and your left toes towards right wrist, easing yourself down into pigeon pose. So just as we did on the first side, we're going to keep those right toes tucked under for a moment. Lift the right shin and the right knee away from the floor. Press back through the right heel just to give some space in the front of the pelvis there. And then you can lower that knee back down. Click all 10 toes down, spread them out. Try not to sickle the foot. So keep that back leg actively reaching. The knee grounded though, and almost drawing towards the front of your mat. The underside of the left shin also stuck in that sticky substance on your mat as you draw the leg towards you and roll the outside edge of that right hip down. Feel free to take that prop underneath the left hip now if it feels like you're going to topple over or you need to balance out the hips and create some stability there. So as you keep drawing the left shin towards you and rolling the outside of the right hip down towards the floor, you can also begin to draw the tail into the body, lift the heart space up. Press down into TP hands, so fingertips are pressing down either side of the front knee, about shoulder width apart though with the hands. Take an in-breath, lift the heart, and as you exhale, you're going to bow to the earth. Inhaling, lifting up, and exhale, take a bow. Inhaling, lifting up, and exhale, bow down. Inhale, come on up. You might want to remove that prop on your left side as you're going to revolve that right leg all the way around. It's a big old stretch as you bring that leg all the way around. Well done. Settling yourself for a half spinal twist. So again, shoot that left leg forwards if the knee is giving you any irritation. You're going to bring the right fingertips behind the right hip. Again, tented fingers as opposed to flat palms so that you're not tempted to lean back. Reach the left hand up to the sky as you inhale. Gather some length along your side waist. And as you exhale, you're revolving navel, then heart, towards your right. Reaching the left hand down towards the ankle on the baby toe side of the shin. Or you can do that little how sign with your left palm facing towards the right edge of your mat. Eventually, and if it's appropriate for your neck, you can begin to revolve to look behind you. Keep the collarbone spreading. And it should feel as though your shoulders are even. So if it feels like you're dipping down on one side slightly, what do you need to do to find that space across your collarbones and evenness on both sides of the body? Can you make any subtle adjustments? Maybe walking that back hand in a little might help. Let's take an in-breath, lengthen the spine, and as you exhale, begin to derotate. So chin, then heart, then navel, and then begin to take a little counter twist around to your left. You're going to draw that right leg, the top leg, around a little bit more. Sit up, nice and tall, and press your hands down onto the arches of the feet, lift up, and then begin to fold with Gomukhasana leg. So it's like you're legs are stacked right over the top of each other. Lovely. Take an in-breath. Come on up. And then gently releasing, extending the legs out ahead of you. Give them a little roll around if you need to. We're going to come into Agni Stambhasana. So again, taking something underneath your sitting bones if it's helpful so that it releases the lower part of the back, so it just tilts the pelvis forward slightly. So you just want to have your sit bones connected with the edge of that support, not each buttock completely supported with your prop. So we're going to bring the left shin in a little bit and line it up so that the shin is parallel with the front edge of your mat. So the heel isn't moving into the groin, you're kind of stopping before you get there. And then you're going to pick up your right shin and leg with your left hand underneath the right heel and your right hand just around your right knee and begin to place that shin on top of your left. So we're looking for the right ankle to line up on top of the left knee and the right knee to line up on top of the left ankle. You're going to flex both feet. So you're working to have that baby toe side of each foot kind of razor sharp and pressing down. You're going to take your hands now and place your right hand on the top of your right knee on the side of it and your left hand pressing on the sole of your right foot. You're going to squeeze, like push the hands in towards the midline. You might feel a little bit more activity in the outside edge of that right hip. Lift the heart as you squeeze the hands in, lift the heart up. And if it's appropriate for you, you can begin to fold over the legs. Now, if you're finding that there's a huge, great, big gap between the underside of your right knee and your left base foot, then just shove a block in there. Get a little block, prop it in. If this is not so nice for your knees or it's, you know, causing you a lot of aggravation in the hips, then just slide that right foot off the top and just aim to bring your legs in as parallel to the front edge of your mat as you can so that you still maintain this little triangle between the tops of the thighs. So just breathing comfortably, easily in Agni Stambhasana, the fire log pose, so our legs just becoming like stacked fire logs. Taking one more breath, and then as you inhale, you're just gently going to roll all the way up, and you're going to switch sides. So this time, the right leg becomes the base leg, and you're stacking your left leg on top. So your left ankle on top of your right knee, and your left knee on top of your right ankle. Use the hands behind you for a moment if you like to get some elevation. Use a prop in between the shins and that left knee and right ankle if you need it. Take an in-breath and then as you exhale, you can begin to fold over the legs. Use the hands, like we did on the first side, to press that shin in so the heart can stay lifted. Don't worry if you can't place your forehead on the floor. Really not important. We're just heading in that general direction. Sometimes I quite like to just place my forearms on the top shin and bring my hands into a little namaste. So it encourages me to root down but keep the heart lifting. And then you can find that extra little bit of space into the outside of the left hip. Taking one more breath here. And then rolling all the way up and mindfully begin to exit the pose, extending the legs out. Give them a little roll around. And you're going to bend your knees and have your hands on the fronts of your knees and then begin to slide yourself down onto your back. So letting the spine peel down onto the floor. Keeping the feet mat's distance apart. And the arms out in a V shape away from the sides of your body. We're just going to do a little windshield wiper hips just to ease out anything that still might be resisting this opening experience through our hips. So, taking an in-breath, and as you exhale, you're going to drop both knees down towards your left side. It's as though you're bringing your right knee down towards that left inner ankle. So, just breathing there, keeping the right shoulder anchored and on the floor. And begin to spread the back of your pelvis. Begin to extend your tail in the same direction as your right knee is moving in. And if your right knee does come to the floor or connect with that inner left ankle, then feel free to slide the left leg from underneath and place the left foot on top of the right knee to guide it down a little bit more deeply. So we're getting a deeper internal rotation with that right hip. Another steady big breath. Really breathe into the right lung. Fill the whole body with energy. And on the exhale, feel the softness, the release. Let go, particularly around the gluteal muscles, around your, and also around your jaw. And if that left leg is on top now, you're just going to release it, slide it back onto the floor. Bring the knees up to center. Keep the feet mat's distance again. Knees bent. And then begin to drop the left knee in towards the right inner ankle, letting your right knee drop out to the right also. Keep the left shoulder anchored. Spread the back of the pelvis. Lengthen the tailbone down. And then if it was a appropriate for you on the first side and it's accessible here, then feel as though you can bring that right foot from underneath and place it on top of the left knee. Breathe into your left lung fully now. Breathe some space into any spaces in the body that are still resisting. Any places of tightness, send the breath there. Then, as you next inhale, bring yourself back into a neutral position with the legs. And we're just going to take Baddha Konasana, legs goddess pose. So, bringing the soles of the feet together, letting your knees drop out to the side. We just did the sitting version at the top of this podcast. And then, just taking the arms back behind you. So, just like a little baby sleeps, the elbows flare to the sides, and you're just going to rest your most dominant hand on the floor and let the least dominant hand rest into it. So the back of that least dominant hand resting in the palm of the dominant hand on the floor. And just breathing fully and deeply into the belly. And this whole session that we've just completed is really all about that goddess energy. And really works into the area of the second chakra, into the Svadhisthana area. So really concentrating on hips, sacrum, genitals, lower back. And Svadhisthana means one's own place, one's own abode. And the element associated with this whole area is the water element. So all things watery are to do with this chakra. So all our circulation, our urination, our menstruation, orgasm, tears. And just as water flows and moves and changes, when we're balanced in the second chakra, we too are able to kind of go with the flow a little bit more, accept things as they really are, and relax all our resistance to our lives. So letting go in the hips is just really a metaphor for releasing and opening into our lives so that we can live to our fullest potential. So just as you breathe now, just take a couple of easy breaths. Breathing in the color orange that symbolizes this Svadhisthana chakra area. So, as you breathe in orange, breathe in the color of joy, breathe in enthusiasm, breathe in creative goddess energy, breathe in total well-being. And if you feel to, Feel free to help the knees back to center and extend the legs out. Nice wide V, heels moving to the front of your mat. Release the arms down. But again, let those also be like a wide V stemming from your shoulders. Feel as though your forehead is slightly higher than your chin. Part the lips and the teeth. Close the eyes. Just absorbing the benefits of our practice and allowing yourself to release. Simply let go. Simply let go. And staying here for just however long serves you. And I hope that you can take this freedom, this ability to let go, and enjoy the rest of your day living joyfully. Namaste. Thank you.